You're listening to ABC Gold Coast.
9 minutes past 10. Now, I was never an athletic child. I wasn't one of those kids playing on the monkey bars or doing gymnastics at lunchtime. I was more likely found inside playing an instrument or reading a book. So I was intrigued when I found out that my next guest teaches hula hooping, my old nemesis. I've never been able to do it. Josie Jupiter teaches people how to hula hoop. And I wondered, can anybody learn? Could she teach this old dog some new tricks? So I called Josie and she came into the studio.
Hula hoop, hula hoop. Anyone can play from 3 to 110.
Well, originally I was really into fire twirling. That was the first thing I
started.
Do
they go hand in hand?
They do, actually. Quite a few people do both. Fire, circus arts, some people call it flow arts, anything with manipulation of objects. So I fire danced for many years and performed before I got into hula hooping, and then I became addicted.
Why is it so addictive?
I think because it takes you back to a sense of childhood play and fun, but also there are lots of challenges, and you can build on your skills really easily at the start, and then it gets harder and harder, so you've got a lot to work towards.
So I am someone who is not athletic in any way, shape or form. I've never successfully done a cartwheel and I've never successfully hula hooped. Do you believe that you can teach anyone to hula hoop?
Absolutely. I've taught 70-year-olds to hula hoop.
They were probably fitter than me, Josie.
I don't think there's that much fitness involved at first. It's just more rhythm and finding your flow with the hoop. And it's also the size of the hoop.
Now, the size of the hoop really matters.
It does. Size matters when it comes to hooping.
And why is that?
The bigger the hoop is, the slower it goes around. So you've got more time to find the rhythm and the action that you need to keep the hoop going.
And I'm quite a big person. I'm quite a tall person. So then would I naturally then be better off using a bigger hoop?
Yeah, absolutely. You need a bigger hoop to start off with. The more advanced you get, the smaller the hoop gets.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So maybe I have been able to do it. I've just been using the wrong size hoop.
A lot of people pick up a kid's hoop or get one of those really light, cheap hoops from the $2 shop and they can't do it and they think, I can't hoop, but it's actually the hoop. It's not them.
Okay. Yeah. Filling me with a little bit of confidence now, Josie Jupiter is who I'm talking to. She is a hula hooping expert. She teaches people to hula hoop. What made you want to teach others?
Oh, good question. I just found that it was easy to explain to people. I just found that people responded really well when I did break things down, and I found a few different ways to explain moves to people. And once I realised that, I just really enjoyed, I got a lot of satisfaction out of watching people learn. It's so much fun, and it's a great community as well to be involved in. Everyone that comes to class is lovely, laughing, giggling, having fun, and gaining confidence. So I loved it, and I just continued to teach.
A lot of people use it for fitness these days as well.
They do. Yeah. They do. It's a really good ab workout.
Okay.
It's great for toning and strengthening your core, and depending which tricks and moves you do, it can work your entire body. So,
what tricks and moves are you talking about?
You can do tricks with your hands above your head. You can do tricks where the hoop's on your elbows.
Okay.
Hooping on your legs. Some people do hooping on their butt. All different moves. Anything you can do with the hoop, someone's done it.
Very advanced, Josie Jupiter. Okay, so you're going to try and teach me to hula hoop.
I am.
I'm a bit scared because there's a lot of valuable equipment in this studio. So I don't know how it's going to go. So what do I need to keep in mind if I'm trying to hula hoop?
Yeah, when you first start hooping, you need to keep your pelvis tucked. So no leaning forward.
Okay.
None of this sticking your butt out and bending your knees really low. That won't work. So keeping the pelvis tucked, keeping everything nice and tight, and a good strong push with the hoop to start off with, and that should get you going.
All right, let's do it.
Oh, what fun to see them rock and to see them sway, trying to keep the hula hoop from slipping away.
You can try
try it with the red one first. And then this is like my magic hoop. So if someone can't do it at all, you should be able to.
Okay.
Of course, I bring the magic hoop. But try this one. Okay. This is a standard size for a beginner.
Yeah. So I'm holding like a red hoop here, and this is the standard one, Josie, standard size.
Yes, it's a 95 centimetre hoop, which is a standard size for a beginner.
Okay, tell me what to do now.
So you're going to put the hoop on your waist, and you're going to, whichever hand feels natural, you're going to push the hoop into your belly with that hand as hard as you can.
Okay.
I'm going to give you space.
Okay. This is ridiculous. Okay.
So, nice hard push.
I've got my legs standing apart like this, though. Is that right?
Yeah, your legs hip width apart is good. Side to side and keeping everything nice and tight. So, squeeze your butt. Yeah, keep your pelvis tucked.
Do I make movements?
I would throw the hoop on first and then try to move to keep it going.
Okay.
If you try to do it all at the same time, you might knock the rhythm of the hoop out.
Okay, here we go.
Out of
whack. Okay. One, two, three.
Beautiful.
Oh, wow.
Magic.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You can do it.
I really, really can. Hold on a sec. I'm going to do one more time. Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Yes, and she's got
it. Oh, my goodness. Well, not as long as you. Are you just one of those people that can just keep doing it and you're continuously doing
now
it?
Now I can. It just takes practice. So, like I said, I've been doing it for years. And when I started, it fell down quite often.
Yeah.
So you build up the strength.
Okay, I'm just going to go one more time.
Quite quickly.
See, I mean, I don't really have hips to speak of
either. It doesn't matter about your body shape at all, whether you're tiny or you're large and you've got bumps and curves or you're straight. It's just about finding the rhythm that the hoop's making.
So you do it properly now, you show me.
So I'll show you a good way to start.
Yeah.
So see, I'm going to push my left hand straight into my belly and I'm not even moving and it'll go around lots of times. So the initial push is important.
Yeah, right.
Then I'm just going to push into the ground with my feet and do little circles with my body. So my body's like one unit that's drawing spirals or circles.
I was kind of going a bit too far, wasn't I, with the hips?
At first you need to, and then you refine the movement as you get more advanced.
Right.
So when I do it now, it doesn't look like I'm moving very much.
It really doesn't.
But when I started, I was making big circles and pushing, and I was getting puffed out. But, yeah, you just build up.
Okay.
Very quickly.
All right.
So it's just a few minutes of practice every day.
And is that the same size hoop that you're operating with that I am?
No, this is an 85 centimetre.
Okay, so that's slightly smaller. Okay, here we go. Again. One, two, three.
There you go.
Oh my goodness!
Ladies and gentlemen, she is keeping the hoop up.
This is like an absolute revelation. Like, I'm still doing it right now. How many seconds is that, do you think? Do you think that's like...
At least 10 seconds you've been going for. You've got...
is ridiculous.
You're just going continuously. It's not... It can't fall down now.
Josie, you really are... And I'm talking to you at the same time. You really are a genius. You're a wizard. A wizard of the hoop.
Well, I've never been called that before. That's
wow,
great.
That's incredible.
Well done.
I can't believe it took me to the age of 44... to be able to hula hoop.
Like I said, anyone can do it, and you probably got really discouraged trying with a really small kid's hoop.
As I mentioned, you do this. You teach this to people. I'm still a bit puffed up. You teach people to hula hoop.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Teach classes on Thursday nights at Burleigh Waters Community Centre at 6 o'clock. I've got a big group of women that come to that class. Also do corporate workshops, hens party, kids workshops, and also do performance.
Josie Jupiter from Puzzle Dust Entertainment. I am totally going to buy a hoop.
Yes.
Because now I feel like...
You're a pro.
I feel like I've got some sort of... Apart from just get away from the wall when you do it. That's a tip from a pro.
Perfect.
This is going to be my new thing now. This is like my new exercise thing. It's amazing. Thank you, Josie.
Thank you.
That was Josie Jupiter doing the impossible, teaching me to hula hoop. After all these years, it turns out anyone can do it. And just by the way, Josie sells hoops on her website, and for each one sold, she donates one to the Domestic Violence Prevention Centre for their Christmas appeal as well. It was a lot of fun, got to say. My legs are still sore though. I don't know why. Weird hooping actions. Speaking of which... This is the Rubens at ABC Gold Coast.